2.15. Hello, and welcome to Talking Business. Today, as part of our series on helping people get work, we're discussing job interviews with psychologist Jonathan Henson and company director Carol Johnson. Jonathan, you've made a study of interview techniques and what makes some people successful and others not. What would you say is the most important thing people should do to prepare for a job interview?
Well, thinking through your answers and doing plenty of research about the business and the position you're applying for go without saying. Ultimately, there's nothing more you can do about the direction the interview itself might take. I think cultivating self-assurance plays a very big role. This will help you act as if you're confident when answering questions, though clearly without going overboard or pretending you can do things you can't.
Carol, you must have interviewed countless potential employees. What is the first thing you look for when a prospective employee walks into the room?
Well, many things can affect one's perception of a person. Of course, you shouldn't be rude. I think that is pretty obvious. I know that some people say looking attractive is crucial because it gives you confidence. And I used to think appearance and how you dressed were all important. But I've come to think that attitude is the key. I'd say be enthusiastic. If you show keenness, an interviewer is more likely to take you on.
People often commit errors in job interviews through nerves. How do you both regard that?
It's important not to dwell on your mistakes, but learn from them. And the odd slip is not the end of the world. We're all human after all. That said, willingness to admit your missteps is very important and will be appreciated by the interviewer. And while confidence is important, avoid being self-aggrandizing or boastful.
I'm not so sure. I think mistakes are generally to be avoided, especially as even small mistakes can reveal a lack of seriousness. But it's also good to be aware of your limitations and weaknesses. And I'd have to agree that a lack of humility is a very negative characteristic.
Jonathan, you've helped many interviewees deal with the psychological challenges of an interview. How important do you think this is?
Well, I think it's important to keep things in proportion. Every interview is important, and it's natural to be nervous. Indeed, I think for most people, having no nerves is unrealistic, and striving to do so could even be potentially detrimental. On the other hand, if you tell yourself that this job is the most important thing in the world, and that it will be a tragedy if you don't get it, then that's only going to increase your stress and make things worse.
Carol, you must have some stories to tell about people you've interviewed. Are there any you can share with us, and how did you feel about them?
Well, once I was interviewing a young woman for an important promotion. She was a good candidate, and she showed great resourcefulness in her work. But she did this really off-putting thing. She mimicked my body language. You know, every time I crossed my legs, she crossed hers. When I raised my voice, she raised hers. It became so distracting that I had to pause the interview and tell her. Of course, she was quite embarrassed, but she managed to explain that she'd read that it was a good strategy for success in an interview. Part of me wanted to laugh, but I also appreciated her sincerity. After that, she was more natural and she landed the job. It shows that you can over-prepare.
Finally, what's the one piece of advice you both feel is vital for success in the interview situation?
Well, adaptability is certainly important. If you can't react and evolve to the questions and environment, that can make interviews very tricky. And this is actually related in some ways to authenticity, which I think is crucial. Of course, you need to be prepared, but don't go in having learnt your lines and try to fit them into every answer. You know, there's nothing wrong with saying what comes into your head. That's your voice, after all.
Well, I think persistence is helpful. Halfway through the interview, some people become discouraged and think, oh, I'm doing really badly here, I've failed this. And your perception can be totally wrong. But yes, being yourself is vital. Say what you think, not what you've been told to say. An interviewer will always appreciate that honesty.